Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020, and this is Radio Wave. This is Radio Wave with your host, a friend of Medjugorje.
What's happening? Look at our nation. Look at the world. Everybody's in wonderment. What's taking place? Nobody in this life that is alive today has seen anything like it. Not in World War II, World War I, and events that happened in the last decades. We know, we feel, we see it. Something's not right. The world is off the track. All the events happening right now is connected to Medjugorje. People are wondering, is the world going to end? Others will say this is end times. Other perspectives is because of climate change, which is a wrong perspective. But everybody's on the edge. They're unsure of the future. Where are we headed? If you polled everybody, no one would say we're headed for a great future. Look around, my children. Don't you see the signs of the times? She's not foretelling in the future. Look for the signs. She's telling us now is that moment. How do we know to read this? We can add up things and look at the sum that can tell us. Add everything happening at this moment. Not 10 years ago, but just right now. You got forced wearing a mask, the controls, the lockdowns, 6 feet apart. We have the deep state in the church and the deep state in the government. And you have the takeover of the United States of America taking place in front of us right now. You have hatred. You have the breakup of the family. We can add more to the equation, but this is enough to tell us where we're going and what's happening. So add that up, and what is the sum? The sum of that still can't be said that this is an Antichrist time. You can't prove that. Even though it may give that appearance. It looks like an Antichrist time, but it's not. But if you add one more thing to that sum, just one single thing, it would infallibly add up that we're in the moment of the Antichrist. And that addition to the sum is the presence of the Holy Virgin Mary. Revelation 12, the woman. That's what you can say. That's what I can say. That's what everybody can say. That's what the bishops can say if they do it, but they ignore it. That this is an Antichrist moment. I want you to debate me about this. I want you to challenge me. I'm not playing with you about games. Argue against me. I'm instructing you to get ready for the Antichrist. Yes, for centuries, peoples have listened to this and believed this time and their time was Antichrist. But it all turned out that it wasn't. Age after age. But now it is. What would it take for you to not to be able to buy or sell unless you had the system says you can? And is there ability here today to tell you what your behavior will be? Where you can go and where you cannot go? What you can do? We are there, An argument can be put, yes, but through the ages again, I've already said, everybody thought in the time, throughout the church history, we're in an Antichrist time. We're in a moment that we can't even condemn sin now. When you publish something, you put something out, you get knocked down. Why? Because the sin you commit today is against the Antichrist system. You can't speak against it. That's a sin in the present and the future. Take Los Angeles. No indoor eating, nor outside. They're limiting that. And it's not even based on science, which means it's based on something else. Control. Why? You answer that. Alrighty, Delta has banned almost 500 people who did not conform to wearing a mask. They can't get on a plane anymore. What does that tell you? It tells several things. One of them, you're being conditioned to do whatever you're told to do. You have to wear your mask. There are two stages of the Antichrist. We're in the moment of the first. A biblical moment. You can say to yourself, well, I can go out shopping now. Yeah, for right now you can. Well, what about big tech? All they have to do is turn it on. The mask has trained you for the mark, the beast, for the time when you won't be able to buy or sell, unless you pledge allegiance to the Antichrist. A pledge allegiance that's going to be demanded by this beast. When will they turn it on? How will they turn it on? It's easy. It can be done next week, or tomorrow, or even 1 hour, or in 1 minute. You listening to me, walk into a room in your house, wherever you are, your office, and say to yourself, I will turn on and implement the Antichrist period. How can you get a feel of how this can happen and immediately be implemented? Go over and put your hand up, put your finger on a light switch. Now turn it on. It's just like that. Challenge me. You can't argue against me about this. The big tech flicks a switch and everything, every single thing can be purchased or not purchased. But just because of that doesn't mean it's the Antichrist system that's been rising up in and of itself. It has to have another addition to that. And that is why our lady's here almost 40 years. She's the key. Through the centuries, nobody had it this way. These are the last apparitions on earth. She's told us, I have come to the world and call it to conversion for the last time. If the woman is going to crush the serpent's head, when is she going to do it except now? The system, once turned on, will have billions who will follow it. How do we know that? Because everybody already is doing it. If so many people are marked with a mask, when somebody violates the wearing of the mask, they're reprimanded. They put restrictions on you. And amazingly, the restriction is you can't buy or you can't sell if you don't have your mask on. And that includes many places, restaurants, stores, Costco's. You can't go in there and buy anything without the mask. We are being made ready for it. All across the whole wide world, the wearing of mask has been implemented successfully. Those who are bucking it, like us, or some of you, are in the minority. You're the ones that see it's evil. So many people obliged to wear the mask has not even questioned it. How can so many people just embrace this when it's actually against your own person? They've been very successful. They didn't just say everybody has to be forced to wear a mask. They had pockets here and pockets there. And those pockets grow into cities. And then they cover the states. And then they cover the country. and then the whole world. So if you wanted to challenge me what I'm saying, you want to refute what I'm saying, I'm clarifying to you that the mask is interchangeable with the mark. The mark is interchangeable with a computer chip. You have to discern all these steps to understand the plan. It's step by step to condition you to accept the mark of the beast. The devil is genius because he's scaring everybody to death right now. You got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. And people are getting sick of it. People are rebelling against it. So what are they going to do? They had to come up with another solution. The use of coronavirus is the road for the Antichrist. Have you noticed there's a doubling down now on mask wearing and more restrictions in preparation for a second round of a pandemic of the coronavirus? Don't you see this is all rehearsed? Don't you see this is all planned? This is all about fooling you, of which the devil looks at you as a fool. I want to read something to you, and I want you to think about what you're hearing. And what does it say to you? What's the truth of the statement? Though it is a lie, it exposes the truth of what these health officers are doing. In Los Angeles, the new health office order took effect Monday, that's November 30th, that all bars, all public and private gatherings with people of multiple households must be restricted. And then they'd say this, except for constitutionally protected outdoor church services. Why did they throw that in there? I'm asking you, answer that before I go to the next thing. Are they giving you a carrot? Are they saying, oh, we're giving you this so we can do the next thing? Because we don't want to stop everything. They want to stop playgrounds, as mentioned, card rooms, most businesses, and impose many, many other things. But they're going to allow constitutionally protected outdoor church services. And then they have a word behind that says it's A-N-D and protest. What is that about? When Trump stands up and the riots and people are gathering, we got to give them a constitutional right to do that. That's a lie. Did you know if you're fighting abortion and you got to march, you got to go get a permit. You have a right to. That's not a protest. You're marching for something. The protest of what they're defining is burning everything up. The devil's trying to take an argument against you. You got to allow protest because we are allowing church services. This is a lie. You can see right through it. Our Lady, remember, said, through your sin, you've lost the power of discernment. The discernment is clear. They know there's going to be things burning when this election is given to Trump. So what's the difference of protest or going to the zoo? Because that's what they banned too. You can't go to the zoo anymore. So you have to be sharp. You have to be in prayer. You have to fast. You have to go to confession to see what the enemy is doing. And also they're going to be mandating the 6 feet social distance. I bet you won't do that in protest. So what is this all about? To wear you down, to give in, to accept a mask, which everybody hates. I talk to people when I go to a restaurant. I ask them, you like wearing that mask? I don't wear one. They say, I can't stand it. I haven't talked one person say, oh, I love wearing a mask. They want it to be uncomfortable. They want it to be bad. Your enemy wants you to be aggravated with it. Well, that seems counterproductive. No, it's not. Because their agenda is not the mask. They want you to be sick of the mask. For what? Think. Really think. I'm asking you a question. Why do they want you to be sick of the mask? Because they want you to take the vaccination. That's where all this has been leading to from the very beginning. I wrote it last February. It's on our website, March 2nd, 2020, and it's titled The Eyes of Darkness Breaking the Darkness. On that day, Our Lady gave a message of March 2nd, 2020. Bring the light of my son and keep breaking the darkness, which all the more wants to seize you. Do not be afraid. Everything I'm telling you right now is frightful. Not for me, not for people really doing what we're supposed to be doing, but for how many people are duped, non-thinkers, who just go like the sheep to the slaughter. Give me the mask. Give me this. Let me get rid of the mask now. And they're going to run for a vaccination. And that, my friends, is the danger. Because with the sum of what we added up, plus the Virgin Mary's presence together with it, 40 years, last apparitions on earth, means there's a war between the light and the dark. And she declared that at the very beginning of apparitions. A great battle, she said. And now we're in it. It's happening. It's manifesting. The devil is salivating. His mouth is watering because he's on the verge of what he's here for. And Our Lady is on the verge of what she's here for. Things are wrapping up so rapidly, it's hard to keep up with it. Many people can't see the eyes of darkness. When you wear the mask, you can't hardly even breathe. It's like being underwater. All of society across the whole world is trying to keep their heads up above the water. They can't see where this is going. That's what this broadcast is about, to help you to see this and breathe in the fresh air of common sense. Who doesn't feel like they're drowning at this moment? To survive this, we have to look at Our Lady's messages, cry out to God to keep our head above the water.
I've gotta keep the calm before the storm. I don't want less, I don't want more. Must bar the windows and the doors to keep me safe, to keep me warm. Yeah, my life. Keep my head above water, don't let me drown.
The song said, to keep me safe, to keep me warm. My life is what I'm fighting for. Do you know what a lady just said a few days ago, November 25th, 2020? She said, this is a time of love and warmth and prayer. Providentially, the song says, keep me safe, keep me warm. This is a time of hope. But all we're hearing is about fear. Go to the lockdown. Bar your windows and your doors. Isolate yourself. You're fighting for your life. Save yourself. That's all we hear. Don't have Thanksgiving dinner. Don't be around the family. Don't go to church. Don't have Christmas now and even New Year's. Where's this going? In the March 2nd, 2020 writing about breaking darkness on our website, Midge.com, the eyes of darkness break in the darkness. On there, headed toward a year ago, before anybody mentioned about vaccinations, I thoroughly go through this writing that this is about vaccination. There was no hint of that. Nobody told me that. I know that because of through discernment and knowing my enemy. And actually, it was breaking the darkness back then before it is now. Nobody could have foreseen at what's happening now. But if you read that, you'll see it's described exactly what's taking place now. How do I know that? I don't know, except I read the messages and I understand it. And you can see it too. With what you're listening to now, at this moment, you go back and read that again, almost a year ago, and you'll read back then what exactly is taking place now. Because the big push, people are going to line up and accept the vaccination. Because they would rather have that than the mask. That's the plan. But that's not all the plan. That's not their goal. Their goal is something much more sinister. It is anti-Christ. The vaccination is a ploy to trick gullible people. And there's many gullible people, including magical people. Eve was gullible. She took a bite out of the apple, meaning, symbolically, she went against God. What was a trademark for Steve Jobs' first computer? It was an apple. Why is it an apple? Why does the apple have a bite out of it? Unless it represents something of the fall of man, of what Eve did in the Garden of Eden. Satan is so proud he can't hide himself. So what did he inspire? How much the first Apple computer, what was the price of it? $666. Put all these additions to the sum. And again, you still can't say infallibly that it's the Antichrist time until you add the Queen of Peace in 1981. It is here. It can't be questioned. It can't be doubted. It can't be denied. And you bishops out there have ignored it? Explosive conversion for individual souls just coming in contact with the messages or being told about it. Shame on the bishops. Sitting on something so powerful and you do nothing. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, a priest by Father James Altman is being threatened by his bishop, Bishop William Callahan, because Father Altman said, you cannot be a Catholic if you're a Democrat. So Bishop Callahan would go after his own priest because of what he said about being a Democrat. You can't be Catholic. And he says nothing about Biden. Has he put a statement out about that, Callahan? Father Altman said in his homily in November, he says, I will not make masking the prerequisite to entering this house of God. Any more than I would make the vaccine a prerequisite to enter into the house of God. So Father sees this vaccine, maybe not of what I'm explaining now, but it shouldn't be forced on people. Father Altman continued, he says, Father, if a lockdown did not work, again, why are they now starting another one? It's just common sense. If it didn't work the first time, why is it going to work the second time? Because it's not about the corona. It's about the Antichrist, the vaccination. Father Altman continued, and dear family, if face masks actually worked, why are some who wear them still contracting the virus? And why are some who do not wear them, me, he says, for instance, not contracting the virus? And dear family, please understand that the misrepresentation by which the left-wing minions and media are creating the fear-demic. He does not call it the pandemic. He calls it the fear-demic. And that's exactly what is the purpose of this. That is the purpose to make you want to run to the vaccine. Father continues, they keep repeating daily that the numbers of positive tests has exceeded 10 million, in which we only can respond, so what? The swine flu had at least 60 million who got it. And guess what? They did not have to be tested to find that out. Secondly, he says, every day they keep repeating that over 250,000 have died from corona and growing. And he says, that's a big lie. We've been telling you that. It's false. It's not true. Only about 12,000 people have died directly from corona. He ends by saying, dear family, we are living in the most dangerous days when the same shepherds who caved and let the godless government steal Holy Week and Easter from us. Our bishops did that. They did that. They own Biden. They own what's happened with the church because they're weak. They're not standing up. And yes, Our Lady says, pray for your shepherds so they won't go astray. And many other things she says about the bishops in a positive, criticizing way because we need our shepherds. But we don't need the garbage of their silence nor of what they do when they chronically come down on their priest. Write to Bishop Callahan in Wisconsin. Don't put up with that. People in that diocese need to come down on this bishop. It's time they understand they serve us, we don't serve them. I want to repeat what Father says. We are living the most dangerous days when the same shepherds who caved and let the godless government steal Holy Week and Easter from us now are threatening to let the godless government steal Thanksgiving and Christmas from us. If I was in low cost, I would get 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 people of signs and go outside the diocese and tell the bishop, we are not going to stand for this anymore. We need our bishops in this fight with us, side by side. To call for a ceasefire means that you're engaged in war. The bishops have not recognized the peasants in the pew are at war. It is time for a ceasefire with the bishops to come on our side, because most of them are on the wrong side, politically shooting us down over and over. We need the bishops with us to rewrite the headlines. Not Fox, not CNN. And you're letting this happen. And you want to be neutral? Do you ever look at yourselves as apostates? You believe, but your actions doesn't show that. We won't make it to the finish line unless we're side by side with our bishops, our shepherds. And with that, Our Lady says, I will triumph beside my shepherds. The question is, are you going to be by her side? Because this moment, you are not. And the peasants in the pew have had to turn to Trump as our leader. He's doing more secular as a shepherd than the spiritual shepherds. And many, many people have more loyalty to him, even in a spiritual way, than they do you as bishops. I'm telling you what you don't hear because nobody would say it. They don't have the courage to say it. And the reason I do is because I don't want to be a liar. I'm telling you what people are thinking by the masses, by the millions and millions of Catholics. You need to teach us how to live humbly by your witness and give us hope. Your sights are what you shoot at. Social justice, immigration. You are missing the targets. You have no idea how off base you are. You're only looking at how to save somebody's life. We're not looking at that. We're looking at saving the soul. That's what we want. And thereby the life is saved. The Antichrist system is here. So we are calling for a ceasefire because you are fighting the wrong battles. You defend us. Get your staff. Be the bishop you're supposed to be. Represent us, the people.
How do we save a life? Pointing fingers. How can we end the fight this way? One blameless, the truth we're preaching, and lies on what we're believing. No one ever wins when the goal is to settle the score.
the song said, "And lies are what we're believing." That's why so many bishops are off balance. One by one, we the peasants in the pews are fighting against the lies you believe. You're teaching and promoting lies. Lies that help build this Antichrist system. Closing our churches down? Instead of being like the early Christians? Defy, defy, defy. Resist, resist, resist. Why are we not hearing that from you? Cease fire, bishops. Get in the right battle. Get in the pew with us. And stand for truth. So now that you know about the Apple computer, will you do what Eve did? You want it? You're addicted by the computers and the electronics that's taking control of everything? Do you have to use it like a fix, like so many of the youth are now? They use it as if it's God, and their life depends on it. So what do you say about a computer that's named Apple, got a bite out of it, and coordinated with the mark of 666, which is about money, you can't buy or sell anything, so related to that. It means it's been consecrated to Satan from the very beginning. Even further, how did John the Apostle of Revelations saw this, wrote about this 1900 years ago, of what the price of the Apple computer would be? Isn't that something to reflect on? He knew the Apple computer and knew the price. Or did Steve Jobs and his friends, knowing what Revelation said, they were inspired the devil to do that? Either way, it crosses 19 centuries, both directions, $666. So Satan takes us as people that we are non-thinkers. We just comply. We've been told to do this, do it. Wear the mask, fine. It's just part of the method to break us down and make us open to comply with the Antichrist and his orders. Now that you've been conditioned about the mask and you're sick of it, you will line up, many will line up to take the vaccination and gladly accept it because it's a solution. I'm done everything and everything free. What has that got to do with buying and selling? 3 days ago, the Ministry of Great Britain, who oversees the coronavirus vaccinations, said that we may be able to deny entry of bars, theaters, sporting events, etc., if you have not received the vaccination. See, they're getting ready for it, for the rollout of the vaccination. So how are they going to know that, whether you got a vaccination or not? How are they going to be monitored that? Think about that. Against a piece of paper, you can forge that. You can see what everybody says these days. To be honest, yeah, I've had the vaccination. But the minister says they have to have proof of vaccination. They said it could be held on a phone application ready to be used in Britain as part of the government's track and trace system. Have you learned enough about what you've heard already on this broadcast that makes your radar goes up? Track and trace system for what? He says, quote, "I think you'd probably find the restaurants and bars and cinemas and other venues, sports venues, will probably also use the same system that we've done with the app. So it becomes standardized." See, they're already telling you what's happening. And we will make this technology easy and accessible as possible. Why is something nothing a gnat compared to an elephant? The gnat is coronavirus. The elephant is the flu. Many more people die from. England also launched a phone app that alerts users if they have spent more than 15 minutes around or have been within 6 feet of another user who have tested positive of corona. Why is that important? It's not. It's just a reason to condition you for the coming Antichrist system. All the while in Australia, the largest airline is announcing a mandate of vaccination for travelers who wish to fly with them internationally. What does that sound like, people? What are you thinking now? Have you thought about these things? I know everybody's talked about it a little bit here and there, thought, but maybe. There's no maybe here. I'm still not telling you the whole story. I'm leading all this up for one thing. And to understand it, you go again to the big tech people. Bill Gates has offered $150 million for the coronavirus vaccinations. How nice! If you read what I wrote last March, you'll see that Bill Gates vaccinated 1.2 million girls in Africa from ages 12 to 50. Why just women? Why just 12 to 50? Are you a non-thinker or are you thinking right now? Contemplate that. Go research this. It's there. It's on the record. It's on our site. March 2nd, 2020. Read it. What did he do? The vaccine was laced. When they became pregnant, they would have a miscarriage from that one vaccination. Then they have a second pregnancy. That was miscarried. After the second, they were sterilized. They could no longer get pregnant. See, Bill Gates is after population control. And Bill Gates, as you can hear, he's playing God.
So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem? What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children. And this effect is very, very dramatic. We find that in every country of the world, this is repeated. The population growth goes down as we improve health. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down. And so we can feel great about saving those lives.
Bill Gates is a nice guy. He's generous. He wants to help you. He just said the faster we improve health, the faster the family size goes down. I want to ask you a question to see if you're a thinker or a non-thinker. How does a family go smaller when people get healthy? Were they given vaccines?
Now, when I use the term miracle, I don't mean something that's impossible. You know, the microprocessor is a miracle. The personal computer is a miracle. The internet and its services are a miracle. So the people here have participated in the creation of many miracles. Usually we don't have a deadline where you have to get the miracle by a certain date. Usually you just kind of stand by and some come along, some don't. This is a case where we actually have to drive at full speed and get a miracle in a pretty tight timeline.
You just heard him say, the computer is a miracle. The processor is a miracle. The internet's a miracle. If that's the case, there's stronger evidence that Bill Gates is a prophet. He's predicting a pandemic. Because he said this almost 6 years ago in 2015. So we got a prophet that foretold the airborne coronavirus.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. Not missiles, but microbes. Now, part of the reason for this is that we've invested a huge amount in nuclear deterrence. But we've actually invested very little in a system to stop an epidemic. We're not ready for the next epidemic.
So what you just heard from Bill Gates, has he got a motivation? He's in the tech side of it. He wants to track people. They got all kind of information about you and me just by going in the store and shopping. So these miscarriages are high-tech abortions. But it's okay, because population control is saving the environment and the world. But what is his motivation now concerning the corona? Do you think the target of the devil is blurred about who's got positions that he can inspire certain very powerful people that they're doing something good? They're targets. Are you getting ahead of me? Guessing, okay, the vaccination for corona is going to sterilize women? No, it's bigger than that. Bigger, much bigger. And it's so big that you can't even get your mind around it of how tiny the plan is. They have developed computers smaller than a grain of salt. You say, how can that be? How can you make something that small? I'm of the same mind. I can't understand it. But it's there. It's been unfolded. We're not talking about coarse salt. We're talking about fine salt. When I read this, I went and got some salt. I put one grain in my hand. And I turned to some people here at Caritas. What do you see in my hand? Nothing. I said, look harder. They didn't see it. One of them asked three times, look, don't you see anything? A couple of them saw, I see something white. What is that? It's a grain of salt. It's smaller than that. And they already got developments that sensors are 10 times smaller than a grain of salt. Now you can guess what's going on. And because little bitty tiny, tiny computers that just a couple years ago was the size of a rice, was injected in a couple thousand people in Sweden. And they love it because they can buy and sell. They don't need keys to get into the house. It is so convenient. And these people in Sweden had the computer the size of a grain of rice injected. And that's huge. Actually, there's a picture we saw of the grain of rice next to these new computers. The grain of rice is an aircraft carrier size compared to this tiny, tiny, tiny computer next to it. You won't even know it in the vaccination. You won't even feel it. You say, well, this is going too far. This is really stretching things. Really? How about this? In the last few days, they've been going crazy. We got the vaccination. We're close now. We're going to do it. This will end all the problems with corona. Why would we take a vaccination that is 95.5% effective in preventing corona versus those who have corona and gone through with it, their own body gets immune to it, is 99.9% survival. So we have 95.5% of the people who get the vaccination won't get it. But listen to this. 99.9% recover from the corona. What does that tell you? And what does it tell you also? The average death through coronavirus is 80 years old. Very few people underneath that are dying from it. We know already herd immunity, letting corona go through everybody, stops the disease. This is the first time we're trying to manage it. We're not doing anything but messing it up. And we can't let it mess up or stop because the agenda of the Bill Gates and evil and the Antichrist system has to have it. So we have everybody pushing the vaccination. They're all excited, going for it. We got the answers. Britain's got theirs. United States got theirs. Everybody's going crazy. And now they're starting to say, well, there has to be some kind of rules because some people won't want these vaccinations. How are they starting off? You know what they're offering right now? Ask yourself when you hear this, what I'm about to tell you. Why are they going to pay $1,500 to people to take the vaccination? Because they want to kick that. They want to get started. They want to get ramped up. And once they're a majority, it's not fair that we don't take the vaccination. And they've already refined it now. They released that last week, and then 3 or 4 days later, they said, this is how it's going to work now. Not everybody's going to get $1,500 to take the vaccination. Only 17%. They're making it a lottery. And what they're going to do, for every 100 people, you're going to have a disguise system that you don't know if you win or not. So you won't know if you're getting the vaccination with the $1,500 lottery. I'm naming that. They didn't say lottery, but that's what it is. Or not until later. $1,500. What does that tell you? You've been told a lie. A big lie. You say, well, it's going to be expensive to put these computer chips in the vaccination. Really? You know what the cost is one of these chips? 10 cents. And you won't even see it. You won't even feel it. But it's got a lot of attributes. It'll be beautiful. It'll be wonderful. You can open locked doors, as I already said. Make purchasing very convenient. Monitor medical conditions. Why would the masses not want that? Who is going to say no to this? Only those who are praying. Only those who have discernment will reject such a wonder of man. No, they're not going to start the vaccinations putting chips into it. You have to know their strategy. They have to give enough vaccinations where it becomes normalized and people are conditioned. And then they'll calculate for the most opportune time to slide it in to achieve their agenda. Gates refers to these things as miracles. He refers to the computer as miraculous. See, because that's his God. So what about those of us who won't follow this? By now you can answer. It's very clear our Lady is here to crush the serpent's head, mortally wounding him, as in Genesis and Revelation. The woman crushes his head, but later he's healed and comes back to life. This system is about to crash. Get out of it. Why? Because Our Lady's here to crush it. How do we know that? Our Lady said, read the scriptures. And the scriptures, as to what Our Lady has told us, that the people of the earth would come to help the woman. That's Medjugorje. Our Lady says, I could do nothing without you. How much more evidence do you need to know? Are you blind? Many times I've talked about Medjugorje people have their head in the sand like an ostrich. Now's the time for the Corona Vision. We're the witnesses through Our Lady's messages for those in the future will go through the second phase of the Antichrist that the woman is not part of. And she is making her film of us and how we live through this so that the second time as the Antichrist comes and rule, how they will be able to survive it until Jesus comes back. So all this is laid out. It's very clear. Our Lady's here to intercept the Antichrist and stop it. So 2,000 years ago, Our Lady was upon the earth. And then Jesus was born, and he walked the earth. And 2,000 years later, Our Lady is here again, the second time upon the earth, to crush the serpent's head in this Antichrist time. And she precedes Jesus again, who will come back to the world for the second time, to destroy the resurrected Antichrist. I know it's difficult, even a wonderment, that how could we be a time in this first phase of the rise of the Antichrist? We're the window for the future Antichrist system for the second coming, living underneath the second coming of the Holy Virgin Mary. Don't be a non-thinker. Think about these things. Think about where we're going with this. What are they putting in these vaccinations, aside from probably a chip or something? And if you start listening, you're going to hear more and more. The vaccination's here. Everybody's got to get it. You can't get on a plane without it. How are they going to know? Because that chip will tell the scanners at the airport, you've got your chip, and you can fly. And it'll tell you by their phones. People, say to yourself, I'm not a non-thinker. I'm thoughtful. I'm reflected. I'm looking around me. I'm looking around at the signs of the times. No other time has been where Our Lady says, bring the light of my son and keep breaking the darkness which all the more wants to seize you. Finishing with the words, do not be afraid. Wish you a lady. We love you. Good night.
This ends the Radio Wave broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.